A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now, at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of the presentation of Mary in the temple. This ancient feast in the Eastern Church did not become part of the Western liturgical calendar until the mid-16th century. This story is about a childless couple, Joachim and Anne, being so overwhelmed with their new baby daughter that they took her to the temple in Jerusalem to consecrate her to God, where she was thought to have remained and to have been educated. This story comes to us from pseudo-gospels and is not found in the New Testament. But it is an important feast, especially in the Eastern Church, where they refer to Mary as Theotokos, that is, God-bearer. And so it is important for us to take note of this feast today and to highlight the fact that our celebration of Mary, God-bearer, connects us not only to the Eastern Orthodox Church, but to another great religion of the world, Islam. The gather today is one most folks remember. Seven brothers marry the same woman in the hope of bearing a child to carry on the lineage. It was part of the old Mosaic law from Deuteronomy, but probably not operative anymore in the time of Jesus, but still on the books, so to speak. Finally, the woman dies, and the religious leaders, the Sadducees, quiz Jesus on, "To which brother will she be married in heaven?" I can recall lightly laughing about this passage often with my mother. She was married to my dad for 35 years, and when he died, she married Joe, to whom she was married for 27 years, until he died. She lived for about 15 more years as a widow and died at age 95. She would often wonder how she would go in heaven with these two men. Which one should she favor, etc., etc. It always gave me an opportunity to assure her about resurrection and the fact that heaven will be nothing like what we experience now. It was Jesus' response as well. marriage to one or the other will not matter, since dying is a prerequisite for becoming a widow, and dying will be done, finished, no more death. We will all be alive because, as Jesus says, we are children of the resurrection. This account, of course, came from a faith community many years after the death and resurrection of Jesus. Moses declared that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob lived on. And so did the people who wrote this gospel account believe that they themselves would live on too. But now they have these convictions in the promise of resurrection coming from Jesus himself. We come back to Mary, the first among us, the faithful. She points us to her son. She helps us to come to believe in her son and his promises. Mary, who is the God-bearer. If there is any among us today who doubt whether they or any of their family will go to heaven when they die, they can turn to Mary on this day and ask her to strengthen in them what is the heart of our faith, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.